Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we are learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Vav and Parak Dalet Mishnah Zayin. Having learned that a katan may not lead the tfilos, the Mishnah is now going to teach some similar halachos. It says the Mishnah, katan kari b'torah u'mesargim, someone under bar mitzvah may read the Torah for everyone and translate it, because people don't need to actually be yotze any sort of obligation by listening to him. But he may not divide up the Shema, he may not go before the Teva and be the chazan for Chazar Sashaz, because in those situations, people do need to discharge their obligation by listening to him, and a katan is not capable of fulfilling an obligation on behalf of someone else. As the Bar Tanura quotes in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, a katan is not obligated to perform the mitzvahs, and anyone who is not obligated to do a mitzvah cannot allow others to be discharged from them. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Einu Nosi as Kapov, and if he is a Kohen, he may not do birchas kohanim to bless everyone, because it is the meaning to the shul to depend only on him. He may join others, but he can't be the only person. But he cannot be the only person doing birchas kohanim. And now we're going to discuss other types of people who are unfit to lead certain tfilos. Pocheach poreis eshma umesargim, one whose clothes are torn, his arms are exposed, and so on, may divide the Shema and translate the Torah reading, despite the fact that he doesn't look so proper. Avleinu kari b'Torah, but he may not read the Torah for everyone, because that shows a lack of kavod for the Torah. Feino overlif ne'ateva, einu nosi as kapav, he may not go before the Aron to be the chazan for Chazar Sashat, or if he's a Kohen, he may not be a chazkonim to recite the blessing for the rest of the Jewish people. It's demeaning to have someone fulfill these important roles when he looks the way that he does. Finishing off the Mishnah, Summa Poreis Hashema Umetargim, a blind man may divide the Shema and translate the Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shelo Ram Oros Miyam of Eino Poreis Al Shema. Anyone who is blind from birth and has never seen the light, the sun, the moon, the stars, he cannot divide the Shema, since dividing the Shema includes the blessing of Yotzer Or, which literally means who created light, and which thanks Hashem for the lights. It may not be said by a person who has never actually benefited from them. As the Sevasemis points out, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that such a person may not even recite the blessing privately, because someone who has never benefited from the lights cannot thank Hashem for them. For them, it's a similar question by, let's say, Pekachir from the Bracha. Do blind people make that Bracha? So the general assumption is that they do, and it's because they're thanking Hashem for those who can't see and have the ability to help him as a result of the fact that he cannot see. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, another halacha about the Birchas Kohanim. Kohen sheish biyad of mumin lo yisa es kapav, a Kohen whose hands are blemished, meaning if they're bent in a strange way, he cannot do Birchas Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af misha hayu yad of tzvuos isotis ufua lo yisa es kapav, even one whose hands are restained with either a blue dye or a red dye may not lift his hands to do Birchas Kohanim. And the reason for that is b'nei shaham mistaklin bo. It is because people are going to stare at him. If the Kohen's hands are going to look strange, then people are going to look at them. Staring at a Kohen's hands when he is giving everyone the brachos of Birchas Kohanim is forbidden, because the Shechina rests on his hands at the time of Birchas Kohanim, and looking at the Shechina can make one's eyesight grow insignificant. He might lose his eyesight. So we don't want to attract people's attention, and therefore such a Kohen should not be doing Birchas Kohanim. Quick review. The Mishnah taught us that a katan may read the Torah for the shul and translate it, because he's not discharging anyone's responsibility, but he may not divide the Shema, he may not do Chazar HaSashat, he can't do Birchas Kohanim as the only Kohen. And the Mishnah taught us that someone whose clothes are torn may lead the Shema, may translate Kriyas HaTorah despite the improper appearance, but he may not read Kriyas HaTorah, and he may not go and lead the Tzibur in Chazar HaSashat, or he may not do Birchas Kohanim. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that a blind man may divide the Shema and translate the Kriyas HaTorah. However, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that he didn't actually see any any lights, and therefore he can't say the bracha of Yotzer or of Orei Choshech, but as the Bar Tanur points out, we don't paskin like that, and we would allow a blind person to lead in that regard. Then Perek Dalet at Mishnah Zion taught us that a Kohen whose hands are blemished, they're bent in a strange way, he may not lift his hands to do Birchas Kohanim. Rabbi Huda added that even if your hands are dyed with different color dyed, he also cannot do Birchas Kohanim. And the reason for both of these, says the Mishnah, is because then people are going to come to stare at them, which you can't do. You can't be looking at the Kohen's hands during Birchas Kohanim. Have a great day.